Blog Talk Radio.
About some legal questions that you might have. If you're still on the line, Attorney Baskin, if it didn't kick you off, please press number one and I will get to you ASAP. We want to hear what you have to say. So if you are on the line, press number one. That's equivalent to raising your hand and we will get to you ASAP. I also have some other guests on the line that are going to be talking about some business opportunities. So I want to make sure that everybody has a chance to share their information and let the world know what they have to offer. First of all, I want to thank Maxine Jones. She's a former founding member of Invo. Yes, yes, that deserves an applause. She gives me this platform so that I can reach out to the community and help people and share ideas, information. I love my Money 101 show because it's a wealth of information from legal advice, business opportunities, investing, financial health, financial wealth, just a little bit of everything. So I'm going to just make sure that my guests are on and then we're going to get this show started ASAP. All right. So hang in with me. My first guest, are you there? Yes, hey, welcome to Racing Size Live. Are you there?
This is Attorney Baskin.
Hi, Attorney Baskin. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I do apologize about our technical difficulties, but we're going to get this thing off the ground regardless. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm much better now that I have you on the line. I have some people that, you know, are interested in what you have to say. Attorney Baskin, tell us, first, can you just give us a little bit of background about the Baskin Law Group and what you're all about and what you the services that you offer?
The Baskin Law Group is a boutique law firm specializing in personal injury, serious personal injuries from motor vehicle accidents, semi-trailer trucks, premise liability, which includes a host of things from slip and falls in commercial establishments to sexual assaults on apartment mm-hmm. complexes to deaths and criminal assaults in nightclubs.
Okay.
We also
great.
Specialize in rendering full service to our stable of corporate business clients.
Okay, great. Now, Attorney Baskin, can you just give our listeners a very brief rundown of some of the cases that you have, you know, won lately, recently, just so that they know the impact that you make in the community and why you are a top-notch attorney?
Well, I appreciate that. Recently, I think one of the cases that has garnered a lot of attention throughout metropolitan Atlanta is the jury verdict that we received on February 8th in Douglas County for $700,000 in a slip and fall case. It was believed to be one of the highest verdicts in Douglas County for a slip and fall. We also recently, within the last 12, 14 months, settled two cases, one for $2.6 million and one for $1.2 million. Both of those were automobile accidents, and in between a host of other cases that we've been very successful in handling as well.
Right, and that's so commendable, Attorney Baskin. Now, tell us tonight what the topic tonight is: premise liability. Can you explain to our listeners in a nutshell what type of cases that would involve?
Yeah, premise liability is simply put, are those cases dealing with commercial establishments, whether it be an apartment complex, a Kroger store, public store, Macy's, where the landowner has been negligent in keeping his property safe for you, the customer. We call the customers invitees. And simply put, the landowner owes a duty of care. And when he breaches that duty, you become injured, you're entitled to compensation for that. And thought would be good for your listeners, especially those parents who have kids in college, who may be coming home, taking on internships. We handle a great many cases dealing with negligence in apartment complexes, especially with young ladies going out on their own, sometimes for the first time, and becoming the victims of sexual assaults. And we wanted to alert parents and kids to be vigilant in what they should be doing and asking and making sure that they're taking care of their own safety.
Right. You know, that's every parent's nightmare, even with Riani going, you know, I'm all the way in Georgia, and then she attends school in Hyde Park, New York, and she tells me how, you know, it's a fairly deserted area. It's up in the mountains, and when they, you know, it might be her and another friend, they're coming in late. So that is a parent's worst nightmare. What are some suggestions, or what have you seen, Attorney Baskin, that you think that our listeners need to know about?
First and foremost, I think when you're before you even sign on the dotted line with a lease, you should be asking certain questions of management. And those questions basically, have there been any criminal activity on or around your facility? And they're duty bound to tell you. You want to ask specifically, have there been any robberies? Have there been any assaults? Have there been any rapes on or near the premises?
And so they're bound to tell you?
I'm sorry?
And you said they're obligated to?
Oh, absolutely. And if they fail to tell you, especially, here's how it works. We find out, and quite frankly, you can find out all the criminal activity surrounding a certain facility simply by requesting that information from the police department. They will give you probably, let's say, in a 10-mile radius, each and every criminal offense that's occurred in that area. We think that's important for parents to know, because oftentimes you're going to communities with no understanding of the environment. It looks good when you went there and you took your baby girl there. You know, it looked pristine. Everybody was nice. But unbeknownst to you, there was a predator, sexual predator, lurking the premises for the last 6-12 months. And management didn't tell you anything about that. And had you known that, you wouldn't have. And there are a host of other things that we simply like our clients to be aware of. And just for instance, we represented a young lady in the AU center a few years ago who was living out in Cobb County, and her parents were in Detroit, and she had a roommate, a very nice apartment complex, and she was raped in her apartment.
The
assailant came through a window that we believed had no locks on it, and sexually assaulted her. And we found out upon representing the young lady and her parents that management had known for some time that there had been some sexual assaults on the premises and around the premises and failed to, in fact, advise the residents.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that kind of thing is an absolutely no-no.
Right. Yeah. So that's detrimental when that happened to her. That's been worse on them when it comes down to it.
Yeah, it's worse. But you know, to get to that information, just like we did, I mean, you have to unearth layer after layer to get to it. But you know, ultimately, you know, we have investigators, you know, who are associated with the firm. They do a very fine job of going out, interviewing witnesses and tenants and the like. And that information will readily be there because most of the time, as you can well imagine, you know, word of mouth is spreading. So when you get to a complex, you want to ask those questions before you sign on the dotted line. You know, have you had any serious criminal activity on or around the premises? You know, just ask point blank, you know, again, robberies, assaults, even with vandalism, you want to know that. You want to know whether or not there's security assigned on the premises 24/7. Are they, in fact, responsible for walking the premises? Or are they just stationed at a gate? Or is there any security at all? You need to know that before you leave your child anywhere. Because oftentimes, you know, we'll go by, and don't be fooled, quite frankly. A lot of us get a false sense of security simply because there's a gate. And sometimes we think that's the worst thing that could be present, a gate, because it gives you a false sense of security. We've had cases where there are sexual assaults in gated communities because people put their guard down and think
they're
safe.
Because they feel, like you said, that
you're not
safe.
Necessarily.
Wow. Let me ask you this, Attorney Baskin. What do you say to those people who have already been assaulted and they're, you know, in one way or the other, not just sexually, but in one way or the other, and they feel like, oh, there's no hope for me. I'm not going to tell anyone.
I think that's a mistake because not only do you owe it to yourself, but you owe it to the other folk who are coming before, who are coming after you, who may already be there, who have not, but may become victimized because of your silence. I think you need to share it. And it's either one of two ways. You've either been sexually assaulted or you've been the victim of a criminal assault or battery. Either one is pretty horrific in terms of a person having to have to go through that. So we say report it immediately. Report it to management, report it to the police authorities, and by all means, if you are sexually assaulted, don't wait.
Right.
You know, because critical evidence can be lost forever in terms and your credibility in terms of reporting that sexual assault. It needs to be reported. Obviously, the young lady needs to be taken to the hospital to receive medical care and a rape kit analysis needs to be done because we need to get that that perpetrator off the streets immediately. So we would say, by all means, report it. Report it to your mom. If you don't, if you have problems thinking, you know, reporting it to your mom, just report it to somebody who can assist you in walking you through the process.
Right. So what do you say, Attorney Baskin, regarding cases like that where the person has been assaulted and, you know, it's funny, you were saying all that, my mind went blank. It was on the same lines. Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. A lot of times, well, I won't say a lot because I don't know specifically, but sometimes cases like that are not, or we don't hear about them. They might have been reported, but we don't hear about them. So, how prevalent are cases like that, even though we don't hear about them, you know, every day?
They're very prevalent. You would be shocked, and I think most of your viewers would be shocked to learn of just how much crime is going on around you. And it's not just limited to the poor areas. It's in Buckhead. It's in Smyrna. It's in Northwest Atlanta. you would be, I think most of your viewers would be shocked to, mm-hmm. to learn of just how much activities, criminal activity, you know, is going mm-hmm. On around you. So
so it's not something that they should be ashamed of. You said just as soon as it happens, just go report it, because it's not like it's not happening. You just have to go ahead and report it like you stated.
Yeah, and the other thing that I think, Racine, you have to remember now, you know, just imagine for a moment a young person being subjected to a sexual assault, the mental trauma and anguish that person is going through. That nobody needs to go through that, especially a young person, any person, but especially a young person by herself.
Right.
So we would hope that she would have the courage to report it. I remember the first case that we handled, and the young lady had a lot of reluctance in terms of coming reporting it, because she felt ashamed. She felt that somehow she must have, in fact, caused this or brought this on to herself. So not only, you know, oftentimes we think that it's good for those folk to get both medical and some counseling, because they're going through a lot at that point. And, you know, it took a lot to put her back together again. But I'm glad to report that she did overcome it, mm-hmm. and went on to graduate, and she's doing great things out in the community, quite frankly.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, Attorney Baskin, when you were talking, something came to mind. It's a little bit of a touchy subject, but how prevalent, or do people that are assaulted in one way or another, not necessarily sexually, but, you know, including sexually or how many people go to court as family members or people that they actually know? I won't say exactly a friend, but people that they are known acquaintances or family members that have assaulted someone. Have you seen that?
I'm pretty sure. I want to make sure for your listeners, we're not going over into another kind of area, because what we're talking
right.
about are sexual assaults on commercial properties where you've got a predator preying
okay.
on residents, period.
And, you know,
not necessarily.
I go on a tangent.
Right, where you're talking about, you know, someone violating a relative or friend of that.
Okay, so
that's not what we're talking
different.
About. But
okay.
But you raise an interesting point, because here's something that we found that we believe that a great many of the perpetrators live and or circulate around their victims. That's how they come to know
wow.
their victims. They know
yeah.
their victims' schedules. They know what time you come from work or school. They know your routine just as well as you know it. That's why we say you need to be vigilant. You need to make sure that your complex is well illuminated. The lights are bright. You are very cognizant of when you're coming in. If you're coming
mm-hmm.
in at nighttime, you try to, you know, change your schedule and not come in all the time the same kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be vigilant about the surroundings. We call it environmental factors. You
okay.
want to make sure that there's not a complex where you've got big hedges where perpetrators can hide
mm-hmm.
behind and the like. So there's a great many things, but first and foremost, I think,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially young ladies, they simply need to be vigilant and, you know, free themselves of this notion that it can't happen to me. Yes, it can. And if
mm-hmm.
you're not vigilant, it will happen to you, unfortunately.
Right, right, unfortunately. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Attorney Baskin, can you turn our attention to some other you know, some other scenarios that people should be aware of? Because, you know, a lot of times people say, and I'm guilty of it, oh, that's not going to happen to me. But what I try to teach my children, even from a young age, is it might happen, and it's going to happen at a time you least expect. So can you tell us some other scenarios, maybe like in a bar club environment or whatever, that you...
Yeah,
you know,
and I think especially for young people, but not only young people, because a great many of our clients have been older individuals going to nightclubs and the like. And, you know, just imagine for a second that you're minding your own business and you're just the unfortunate victim of stray bullet in a club where someone had an argument and unbeknownst to you, the person came in shooting. There's not much that your child, my child can do to protect themselves against that kind
right,
of thing.
Right, right.
But, you know, in those kind of environments as well, you want to make sure that you're cognizant around your environment. You, and for instance, for young ladies especially, don't ever take a drink from a person that brings you a drink and offers you a drink unless you've seen the drink that was in fact delivered from the bartender to you. Because oftentimes what we found is a lot of folk are in this game of doping drinks.
Oh my gosh!
To get people guard down, where you become less. Your ability to, in fact, reason is gone because you've been drugged, and the drug date drug out there in large numbers. And we were looking at some statistics recently, and we've noticed a real spike in the number of drug-related incidents that have occurred at nightclubs, especially
and
with
did you
women.
Say increase,
so that would be you ask, what can they do? Well, one of the things where you think the nice gentleman is offering you drinks and he's bringing them, that they're not being brought by the waitress.
The bartender, the waitress,
But, you know, he's offering you the drink. Never take a drink like that. You always decline. Because there's a great likelihood that that drink would have been tampered with, and that's going to put you at risk. And, you know, a lot of times you just want to do the common sense things. If young ladies are going out, never leave your friend. Never allow your friend to go with a stranger.
Right.
You know,
that
has to be a pact and an understanding that we came together, we're going to leave together. And we find that a lot of youngsters make the mistake of, you know, leaving the comfort of the numbers that they had, that they came with. So when you ask some of the things, obviously, those are some of the things that will guard against somebody, in fact, taking unfair advantage of a female. But in nightclubs, again, that's another premise liability case and circumstance. We've handled a great many of those cases where people have been actually assaulted and receiving serious bodily injury and a death in clubs. You would be amazed. The same concept applies. Those club owners have the same responsibility to ensure the safety of their patrons. They
know
as well how much criminal activity has in fact occurred around their establishments. And when you own notice that you have criminal activity, the law says you've got to take some steps to in fact to mitigate that or to abate it. One way is to have armed security guards on the premises, in the parking lot, driving around. Another is to make sure that the premises are illuminated a lot. You know, have you ever noticed some of the clubs where you can go and it's poorly lighted?
Right.
Well, from our vantage point, that's always another $100,000, $200,000 added to either a settlement or a verdict every time we find a situation like that, because it's going to result in additional liability. So you want to be cognizant of that as well. You don't want to frequent a place that's not going to take your safety or give your safety the utmost importance.
Right.
So it's those kinds of things that, you know, obviously I'm not here tonight to try to frighten your listeners, but I'm trying to get them
to
in fact, be a little more vigilant in understanding that the world that we live in today, there are predators and they are not reported on the news at 6 o'clock and 11 o'clock. But if you would just, if you saw what we see in terms of the reported statistics in terms of crimes, I think it would give all your listeners a different perspective in terms of just how dangerous it is out there.
Right. Because, you know, I'm just from hearing you speak, I'm just assuming that, you know, if people took more, a little bit more cautious attention to what they're doing, or maybe if they knew some of the tips that you're giving out now, perhaps, you know, something could have been avoided. I know that not everything, but, you know, it's because we all get lax, and I know I get comfortable in my situation, and I feel, oh, you know, I'm going to be all right. And but it's really an eye-opener to hear you tell us about some of these scenarios and these situations.
And Racine, another thing that when we're talking about youngsters, and I know you've heard it, and they've probably heard it a lot too, but what we advocate is that you always bring a designated driver. This is changing from the premise liability to another kind of liability that neither you nor I or your listeners want to ever get a phone call at 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, either saying your child has been in a car accident or been the driver who's caused an accident because of drinking and driving. So the other thing that we would say is that, young folk, if you're going to partake of drinking, that you have a designated driver or you don't drive at all, that you use Uber, Lyft, or whatever, but don't get behind the wheel because, again, our firm specializes in serious bodily injuries, and those serious bodily injuries that results in – into the millions and millions of dollars result oftentimes from people drinking and driving. So what I would do is caution folk again, and I know they've heard it you know, from their parents, but sometimes you need to hear from folk like me who are either going to be suing you or representing you, depending on which which end of the contentment that you were on. But it would make a lot of sense for them just to rethink that before getting behind the wheel, because it can have dire circumstances and consequences.
Right. Now, Attorney Baskin, before we continue, I won't hold you up too long. I wanted you to please give out your contact information for the first time. I'm going to get it again. And then I do have two questions from people who were not able to tune in, but they one was just a little bit shy, and another person was working, but they had some questions for you. So could you give everyone your contact information in case they need to contact you personally?
Sure. I'll be happy to. We're conveniently located down in north of downtown near Hot Rock Cafe and Peachtree Center. Our telephone number is 404-880-4156, 404-880-4156. And you can always get us at our website at thebaskinlawgroup.com. Again, that's thebaskinlawgroup.com. And we're conveniently in the Yellow Pages. You can get us online. You can get us any way that you can get anybody. We're there.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Now, Attorney Baskin, I have two questions that were presented. One was a Facebook question. The person was not able to listen in at the moment. And they might be, well, hopefully they're on topic. The one might be a little bit off topic. One you may have seen. I don't think this is exactly premise liability, but she wants to know if you are a private seller, you're selling a car, is there any basic
I can tell you now that's not premise liability, but go ahead.
Right. I know that one is not. So she just wants to know, are there any legal tips that you should know when you're actually selling a large ticket item? Is there anything that you can do to protect yourself as a seller?
When you say a large ticket item, I mean, you talking about personally,
like
cars, furniture?
Yeah, or something that they may have seen online that's worth like maybe a few thousand dollars or something like that.
Hmm. I guess it varies because Georgia doesn't have a lemon law in terms of new cars, but Georgia does have a law that gives you, especially with new cars, and a right of rescission within several days. You have the right to return that car and get a full refund. But if you're selling a car, what we would do is, obviously, there have been a couple of noteworthy cases where people have been taken advantage of from listing their property online only to be robbed. And here's what we say. Never post anything with your personal information where you live. Never have a prospective purchaser come to your house. You always want to meet the person at a very public place, and you always want to have someone with you when you're there to transact that, make that transaction. Whether it's furniture, whatever it is, no one should ever come to your home because, again, you got a lot of bad people looking to take advantage of a lot of good people, and that's the way they do it oftentimes. And, we've had a couple of very high publicized cases where that happened, where the folk were either killed or hurt very seriously from perpetrators who were basically there to steal their property.
Right. Wow, it's unfortunate. Wow. Now, my last question, Attorney Baskin, I do have people on the line. If you have a question for Attorney Baskin, press number one, and I will get to you, and that's equivalent to raising your hand, and we'll answer your question. But the last question that I do have for you, Attorney Baskin, is, and I don't know, this one had me a little bit baffled. An employee mopping the floor at an establishment that he works at, if he's mopping the floor and he falls while mopping, or he, you know, almost falls, that's tricky. What advice would you give to someone who's that falls when they're mopping a floor?
You mean the employee himself?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he falls and if he hurts himself, seriously, that's a workers' comp claim.
That would be just simply workers' comp.
Right. If he almost falls and doesn't hurt himself, that's nothing. He almost fell. Unfortunately, he didn't, and he's not injured.
Okay.
But if you're in the course of work and you become injured, that's a workers' comp claim, and you should immediately report it to your supervisor or management, because oftentimes if you don't, you may, in fact, cause your claim to be rejected. Because most the requirements require you to make an immediate reporting of a work-related injury. And that certainly makes sense to all of us because, you know, you want to make sure that they know that you were hurt on the job and not at home.
Exactly.
But
unless I misunderstood that
mopping thing, if you're hurt in the course of mopping, then report it. Because it's a workers' comp claim, and you need to make sure that management can get you the medical attention you need so your injuries don't proliferate into something more serious. But that's how I would answer that. And Racine, the other thing that I would, before I leave, I think I would be remiss, but most of us are driving, and I'm going to ask this question all the time. What kind of coverage should I have under my insurance? And I want your listeners to listen to this very closely because I think it's very important. Most of us use the term, I have full coverage, and most of us don't know what full coverage is. Full coverage, most think that I've got liability and I got collision. Collision meaning that it pays for my car if I'm involved in an accident and if it's my fault. Liability, it pays for the other person's car if I'm at fault.
Right.
They say that's full coverage. Well, that's not full coverage. You want to make sure that you have at least, I think, $25,000 to $50,000 of what we call uninsured motorist coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And what your listeners will be interested in knowing is the percentage of people driving on our interstates without insurance is mind-boggling. There is such a large percentage of folk with no insurance. So if you're involved in a car accident with somebody with no insurance, you've got to have uninsured motorist coverage or you have no relief at all. And what we recommend, at a minimum $25,000, preferably at least $50,000 in uninsured motorist coverage. The other thing that we recommend to your viewers is that, and it costs you very little, and it's called MedPay. It's medical coverage, where you need at least $25,000. And to get medical coverage or MedPay, it's pennies on the dollar. So it really wouldn't raise your premiums much at all. But it could be very, very important to you because let's say that you're in between jobs and you have, regardless of the Affordable Care Act, you don't have any insurance. Or because you're involved in a car accident, your medical insurance doesn't have to be responsible for it anyway. Your MedPay will pay your medical bills. And if you weren't at fault, that means that your medical bills are being paid. And then after we retrieve compensation from the at-fault driver, that's more money that you're going to walk away with from that accident. So we're talking about uninsured motorist coverage. We're talking about MedPay. And you simply want to have enough coverage.
Enough coverage.
To make sure that if you're in a serious accident, no one can go after your personal assets. And I can tell you that can be a very dangerous thing. That if you're a person who has worked all of his or her life and you've achieved some degree of success and you've got a house and you've got some other properties out there, if you've injured one of our clients and if you don't have enough insurance, we're going after your personal assets to compensate our client. So you want to make sure that you are protecting your family by having adequate insurance when you're driving the roads here in Georgia. Georgia is a state that requires $25,000 minimum coverage. Well, if you're in a serious accident, that's not going to cover much. I would hasten your listeners to pay particular attention to this segment that I'm speaking to, because it can make all the difference in their lives and the lives of their family members in terms of protecting what they worked so hard to acquire.
Right. Good advice, good info, Attorney Baskin. I really appreciate that. And that advice is so useful, too. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to share some information with my listeners. That's why I'm so happy that I have this platform to just get some free advice and info out to our community. I know that one of my Facebook friends asked, well, you know, what's the chances of a well-established attorney, you know, giving discounted services? And I said, it's very, very rare because their services are always up for bid by someone who knows the value, you know. So we really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule, because we know you could be doing so much more, but you chose to share your information and your wisdom with our listeners.
So we're always happy to do it, Racine. We're always happy to come on your show and talk to your listeners and try to educate the public, because not only are we attorneys out here, we are part of the fabric of the community as well. So as the community goes, so does the Baskin Law Group. So we have a vested interest in stake in making sure that our community is the very best. So it's always I'll always find time to give back, and that's one trait of the Baskin Law Group that I think sets us apart.
Sure. And can you give us your website and your telephone number once again, Attorney Baskin?
That telephone number again is 404-880-4156. Our website is thebaskinlawgroup.com. And we're also in the Real Yellow Pages, and you can go online and pull us, Google us, and we'll come right up as well.
Okay. Well, sounds good to me. I really appreciate you joining us tonight, Attorney Baskin.
We've enjoyed it, as usual. Yeah. And anytime you want us, we're here for you.
Okay. Sounds good. Ask Baskin. He's there for you. Thank you. We'll talk to you
great.
Soon,
good
Attorney
night.
Baskin. Have a great night.
You too, now.
I really enjoyed my Ask Baskin segment. The information that Attorney Baskin gives is so helpful and so useful to the community. I really appreciate him taking out his time to speak with us. This is the Money 101 show, and I do have other guests tonight, too, that have business opportunities that they want to share with my listeners. I'm so excited to have them. This is my first time having them on as well. So I would want my guests, I'm just going to give them a few seconds to get acclimated. If you can go ahead and press number one, that's equivalent to you raising your hand, and we will get you on the air. I have Nicole, she has a health and wellness business opportunity. And then I have Jermaine, he has insurance basics that he's going to share with us. So I'm going to go dig right in and go right ahead. Yes, this is great because I love sharing information with the community. So I'm going to go right ahead and dig right in. And I think this is Jermaine. And let me just make sure. Jermaine, is this you? Are you on the line?
I'm on the line, Racine. How are you?
Hey, Jermaine. Thank you so much for joining me tonight on my Money 101 show. I'm happy to have you.
I'm happy to be here, Racine. It's a pleasure anytime I can get on and share knowledge and get information out to the people.
Sure. Now, I want to make sure everybody hears you nice and clear. I know you're a busy person, but I want to make sure that we can hear you. So if you could just, I'm not sure if you have your Bluetooth or your phone speaker, but we want to hear every word you have to say. So everybody knows that I'm an insurance too, Jermaine. I'm relatively new to the insurance, that arena. But you want to give everyone some insurance basics, some insurance 101, and I know that is like a fine line. I would say it's similar to what Attorney Baskin was sharing. What are some tips that you want to give our listeners tonight, Jermaine?
Well, just to hit the tip of the iceberg of what insurance could involve, there are a lot of aspects or there are a lot of areas of insurance that you could turn into asset protection. One in particular, you would look at the 401k versus the IUL. The IUL is an index universal life insurance policy, which has a saving component feature and also protects you in life insurance. A lot of people like to toggle back and forth saying which one is best or which one is worse or what's right for you and what's right for me. I try not to scare people away from certain aspects or certain components they want to choose. We just present the options and let you make the decision for yourself.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right. Now,
prime example. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
No, I'm sorry. I was just going to say some of the things that I am faced with as a new insurance agent. What do you say to people that say, oh, I don't need it? What is your response?
Well, when that typical person says they don't need it, I pretty much understand that they have not measured the cost. When you have people who are losing loved ones and you consider the cost of life insurance or you consider the cost of that immediate income being withdrawn from that family, that could be a tremendous and huge hit to your family. If you have the breadwinner, if you lose the breadwinner unexpectedly, if you lose, even if you lose the spouse who's that stay-at-home parent, you have to compensate for that entity that's being lost. So if you have that stay-at-home mother or stay-at-home father, you have to compensate, okay, well, now I need to put child care in place, or now I need to put income in place. So where is that money going to come from? And we look at vehicles like the IUL that help you out.
Right. When you consider the cost, it is something that is relevant. It is something that is needed. Just because it's not tangible, it's not, you know, it's not that it's not valuable. It is very valuable.
It is a very valuable piece that you should put into your family portfolio because, again, we approach it as the IUL helps you save, and also it helps you save with a principle that keeps growing, which we call a lock and reset mechanism, which grows with the positive gains of the stock market and not the negative of downfalls of the stock market. So when you look at that added feature, plus the tax benefits, depending on your state, depending on your area, because I'm multi-licensed in different states. When you look at those features, those entities become very attractive. Avenues become very attractive to you to consider.
Right. Right. Exactly. Now, Jermaine, what types of insurance do you sell specifically?
Well, I get into your basic life. I do the basic term. I also introduce basic IUL, Index Universal Life. I do the whole life. I do health insurance, and I do all types of insurance. I don't solicit car insurance, but I basically stay around the life and the health insurance arenas.
Right. Now, look, I did have my life, but I let it go a few years ago, so I do the property and casualty. But let me ask you this, Jermaine. For people who may not be familiar with the different terms of life insurance, because I know when I first studied for my test, you know, a few years ago, I did not realize how many different forms of life insurance there were. So can you very simply explain to our listeners the differences in life insurance, because some people might say, oh, I just want life insurance. But then when you provide them with all the different options, they may become overwhelmed. So can you just briefly tell us the different types of life insurance that are available?
Sure. That's an excellent question. I like to break it down in two areas. You have term, and then you have whole life. Once you break it down to those two sections, then it seems to be a little bit more easier, because when you get into your term is a period of time. So if you want to cover a lifespan for 30 years, it goes into different insurance policies that you may have, mortgage protection or just basic life or what have you. It's going to cover from year 1 to year 30. And after that, the coverage is going to drop off. Most of those term-type life insurances do not have increased value. They're just there for a specific reason, to cover that specific amount of time, and the cost is going to be a little bit lower. Now, on the flip side, you may have your IULs and your whole life-type policies, which is going to cost a little bit more in premium, but it's there to build principal, and it's there to build savings on top of protecting you or giving that added feature of a life insurance in case of the event that someone loses their life.
Okay. And now, Jermaine, when someone comes to you and say, for instance, they have no idea what type of life insurance they might need, they have no idea of what the costs are, what do you tell them to expect in terms of a ballpark figure of what they will have to spend either monthly or yearly? And what do you say in terms of why, like once again, why that is valuable, why it's worth it to go ahead and spend that amount of money? So what do you tell them, a ballpark figure, if they have no idea what life insurance costs, what do you tell them?
Well, that's a loaded question because it's all dependent upon your needs. When I was married and I had me and my triplets and my wife, the need was to have a minivan. So now that need is not as prevalent as it was when I was married. So now I can use a sedan because it's just me,
right.
And when I have my kids, I can fit. So what I'm trying to say is it all depends on your needs at that time. The age and the area and your health, there are several factors that may depend or may drive up your premium or lower your premium, the features. There are so many factors that you could consider that will give you some kind of a price or some kind of a price point as to what you're looking at for your premium. So it's kind of a loaded question because there are no two situations alike. You know, I wear a size 10, you may wear a size 6.
Right,
so
right.
We get you different shoes. I mean, everyone can't get the same size 10 because there are people who don't wear size 10s and there
right.
are people who do wear size 10. So
exactly.
that takes an initial consultation of an honest conversation of sitting down with the individual, sitting down with the family and saying, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, what are your goals? How much do you want to save? How much do you want to retire with? When do you want to retire? Who do you want to cover? What you want to cover? So we cover anything from homes. We cover anything mm-hmm. from lives. We create bank accounts through life insurance. We create school accounts through life insurance. I have my kids in a policy right now to where it's going to accumulate enough value to when they turn 18, they can pay for college instead of going to the student loan people. So
wonderful.
We show people how to do this and how to acquire these assets by just sitting down and talking to them.
Right. That sounds great. That sounds wonderful. Now, Jermaine, can you give everyone your contact information in case they want to get more information from you?
Sure. I am in the Dallas area, but I do frequent multiple states, like as I said before, Georgia being one of them. My number is area code 469-364-2807. And if I don't answer the phone, you can leave a message. I will return that call within 24 hours.
Okay, great.
We have multiple agents. Yeah, we have multiple agents, so we don't have a website. We try to gather agents in different areas and have mm-hmm. them create their own business as well. But you can find me on LinkedIn under mm-hmm. Jermaine L. Dobbins, common spelling, just like Jermaine Dupri spell his name,
mm-hmm.
J-E-R-M-A-I-N-E, L. Dobbins. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can send me a message through LinkedIn if you're interested on becoming to know what a life insurance consultant does. And if you want to just look at products as well, we can do that. And we can have many opportunities for you.
Okay, great. Sounds great to me, Jermaine. Now, I do have some callers on the line. If you have any questions for Jermaine, callers, press number 1. Otherwise, I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule, Jermaine, to share that information with us.
Not a problem,
you know,
Racine. It was a
yeah.
pleasure.
Yeah, and let me just ask you this, Jermaine. It's a little bit of a touchy subject, but to run, you know, point home, the importance of the, you know, having the life insurance. So many people, you know, you see T-shirts or you see a GoFundMe account when a person has passed and they're trying to raise funds to, you know, for that, you know, the burial or whatever, what have you. But can you tell us why, how that would hit home with a scenario like that if they had the life insurance?
Sure. Having lost a lot of loved ones and my mother recently, When we found out my mother, we knew she had a life insurance policy in place, but there were funds being utilized that we didn't know about. So
right.
it kind of left my family in a pickle and trying to, create funds for her death. But
right.
needless to say, you want to first create a legacy. That's what you want to
mm-hmm.
do. So when you we preach the fact or we preach the point of creating legacies and building wealth for generations to come.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to leave your family or at least I wouldn't want to leave my family to nothing. I want to leave my family to something to look forward to. So
right.
after my burial and after my death and burial, I can say, hey, well, here, kids, here's some money that I saved up for you. Create a legacy doing that. And so
right.
that's a point I've always tried to drive home to individuals. And, you know, the amount of money that we spend in other things, we could take, you'd be surprised, on the average, it's a few hundred dollars a month to fund these policies.
Wow. So it's well worth it. Jermaine,
well
I want to thank you. Yes, I want to thank you once again. I'll probably be contacting you myself offline because I'm looking forward to getting back into the health and life insurance end of things. I have some things going with the property and casualty, but hey, it's always good to have another stream of income.
It sure is. Multiple streams
right.
of income matter.
Exactly. So give us your contact information once again, Jermaine, before you go.
You can reach me at 469-364-2807. That's my cell phone, which I'll answer. And if I don't answer, I will answer within 24 hours. Or you can visit my LinkedIn page, Jermaine L. Dobbins, on LinkedIn. Leave a message, and I'll get back with you at the next appointed time next and answer any question that you might have.
Okay, sounds good to me. Thank you so much, Jermaine. I'm going to contact you about some other Money 101 thing, events and things to have going on because I'd love for you to be a part of it, seeing that you're a part of the current family of mine. All right, thank you so much, Jermaine. You have a great night.
All right, you do the same, Racine. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Wow, I just have the best listeners. I have the best guests. They all have a wealth of knowledge that they're willing to share with everyone. I really appreciate it so much. I love spreading the information to the community, just trying to help someone. Maybe they'll learn a little tidbit of something that they didn't know previously. Well, that's not it. I do have one more guest. Nicole is on the line. She's ready to share with us. Yes, I can't wait. I'm so excited because I love the health and wellness field. Well, Nicole actually has a business opportunity that's connected to what she does. So I want to just go ahead and get her right on the line. Nikki, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Nikki. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. And I
thank you so much for having me.
Exactly. Everybody was such last minute tonight because I had to change my schedule around. So I scrambled around. I wanted to make sure I gave everyone, you know, some guests, a little bit of variety. We had the Ask Baskin, we had the insurance. But you have the health and wellness opportunity. And I'm so excited to hear about what you do and what you have to offer, Nikki.
Okay.
Yes. So, and I'm not sure if she knows, but I'm also a Connecticut native, so that's a double treat for me as well. So I'm happy to have you on the air.
Thank you. Thank you again, Racine, so much for having
Definitely.
Me. I do apologize for my voice. I was actually at a regional event for our company this weekend in New York City. It was
oh, wow.
so much excitement that I'm without a voice right now, but
oh my
I'm
goodness.
Gonna make it
well,
through. I'm gonna make it
sure.
through.
Sure, we'll make it easy on you, and then I'll definitely have you on as a guest again. So, tell us the name of the business, Nikki, that you do.
Okay, the name of the business is called Total Life Changes. We call it TLC for short.
And I want everyone to hear exactly what you have to say. Breaking in and off and on a little bit. I'm not sure if you have me on speaker or Bluetooth.
No,
but I
want to
make
sure. One. Is that clear? Oh,
okay. Stuff? Just a little bit. I just want to make sure everybody gets your good get good information. Okay.
I think
so,
maybe my voice.
That's okay. That's all right. Okay, so you were telling us the name of the company.
Yes, the name of the company is called Total Life Changes. We call it TLC for short. It's a health and wellness company. We tap into eight recession-proof industries. We are most famous for one of our flagship products, which is the IASO Detox Tea.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard of it?
Yes, I've heard of it.
Okay. You can lose anywhere from, 5 pounds within 5 days. I myself took the product, when I first joined the company, and in my first 7 days, I lost 6 pounds.
Oh,
so,
wow, that is wonderful.
You can imagine
my
excitement. You can imagine my excitement
within
that first week of having, lost the weight without even changing my eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
once I changed my eating habits and incorporated, some of the other products that we do have, and I will go into those, once I incorporated those, I began to lose weight. So right now I'm down a total of 35 pounds, and I'm looking I'm looking at losing probably another 20 to 25 more. Just depends on the look that I'm going for, but I'm looking forward to it.
That's great. That is so great, Nikki. Now, let me ask you something. We do, and I do apologize. I just have a few minutes left, but I do want to have you on as a guest again very, very soon in the very near future. So I'm going to just ask you this. What type of products do you have besides the tea that you have?
Okay, besides the tea, we have a phenomenal product called Nutriverse, which is a liquid multivitamin. And unlike, the vitamins that traditionally people take, which are in the pill form, sometimes capsules and also gummies, those have to be digested in the system and then distributed throughout the body. With the liquid multivitamin, you're getting 98% absorption rate. So as soon as you take that multivitamin, it's going into your bloodstream, giving you all of the nutrients that you need. With the pills, you're only getting about 10 to 25% absorption rate into the body. The rest is going out to waste. I have to tell you, I even give my children liquid multivitamin. We don't plan to cure or mitigate any diseases, but I have a daughter, an 8-year-old daughter, who suffers with asthma. And yes, very, very bad, to the point where almost about every change of season, we would end up in the emergency room, the children's hospital with her, because she has had an attack. Once I got her on liquid multivitamin, it is very rare she has an attack that will send us to the hospital for treatment.
Wow.
So,
oh, my gosh.
Yes, she actually is a poster child for the liquid multivitamin. The testimonies, that's just my family, but the testimonies alone of, some of the other people who have tried the products as well. We have a young lady within the company, and actually a national director, Pamela McCray, out of Miami, whose elderly father, 92 or 93 years old, I can't remember exactly, was at the point at one point in time where hospice had stepped in and said, her father needed to be taken care of. She put him on the product, and again, we don't claim to cure or mitigate any diseases, but she put him on the product, and it wasn't long before Pastor called her back and said, your father no longer qualifies for our care. Her father is now able to feed him. Her father is able to feed himself. He is able to hold his grandchild. Yes.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, before, we only have a few minutes, Nikki. Do we have you on as a guest again? Give us your contact information and tell us about the business opportunity side of things. Can someone join you and join the company?
Yes. I'll tell you about the business side, and then I'll wrap it up with my contact information.
Sure.
The business opportunity, and I'll try to do this quickly, but I'll go more in depth when you have me again on your show. And again, I thank you. But the business opportunity, it is phenomenal. We are in partnership with the CEO of our company, which is Jack Fallon. And we get paid five different ways. We get paid daily, weekly, and also monthly. You know, the first way we get paid is retail, and that's just, you know, having inventory or sending people to our free e-commerce website. That's our retail. The second way we get paid is Fast Start, and that's a Fast Start bonus. And that's when anyone who decides to join me in business purchases inventory. The company, whatever they purchase in inventory, the company is going to reward me 50%. So if someone joins the company, they can join for as little as $112, which would get them 10 packs of the ISLT. They could join with those 10 packs. The company is going to pay me $50, and they are going to send them their packs of tea. Okay? We also have an entrepreneurial package, which is $16.79 if someone, and that will give them an array of products. If someone comes in and decides that that's the inventory package they want, they'll receive all of their products, and I'll receive a check for $750.
Okay. Okay. That sounds pretty good.
That's our fast start. The third way we get paid is binary. That one takes a little bit of time to explain, but just know that getting paid on your binary, you are getting paid off of the efforts of other people. And that maxes out at $20,000 per week. You can't make more than $20,000 per week. That's
Sounds good to me.
The fourth way that we get paid is what's called a check match. And that is anybody who I personally sponsor into the business, anybody that I introduce this opportunity to, I train them how to work the business, how to make money, to go out there and train and work with other people. Whatever they make in their binary, the company is going to send them a check for, but I get half as well. So if you joined me in business, Racine, and let's say you made $1,000 in your binary, the company is going to send you a check for $1,000, but I'm going to get a check for $500.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good.
Fifth and final way that we get paid is what's called lifestyle bonus. Most other companies, you hear it as like car bonus, things like that. But here in this company, they want us to be completely out of debt. So they give our national directors and above $1,500 extra dollars per month in order to cover expenses, go on vacation, things of that nature.
Wow, that sounds wonderful, Nikki. That sounds wonderful. I want everyone to be able to get more information from you if they're interested in that business opportunity, because it is especially interesting and intriguing to me because it is the health and wellness field and because you can actually make a living, have a career from it. So give us your contact information, Nikki. We can have that if someone wants to get more information from you.
Okay. They can contact me at 860-838-1110. That is my cell phone number. I'm also on Facebook, and I am also on Instagram. My Facebook name is Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, and the last name is G, says an X-ray, O as in Oscar.
Okay.
My name on Instagram is Nikki, N-I-C-C-I, 469.
Nikki, thank you so much for joining me tonight at the last minute. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, Racine, for having me, and I look forward
definitely.
To doing this show again.
You know, I'm looking forward to coming up to Connecticut soon to visit friends and family, so hopefully I'll get the chance to see you, too. If it warms up, I will be up there. So I'm just waiting for the weather to break a little bit, and then you'll see me up in Connecticut. But I really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to share that with us.
Okay, real quick, I will be in Atlanta July 13th through the 15th.
Oh, okay,
so
great.
So if I don't connect with you here in Connecticut, certainly when I'm in the Atlanta area, hopefully we can connect.
Super. That sounds even better. Okay, that sounds great. And we'll have to have you on before then. Next time, your voice is going to be 100%, and I will ask you 1,000 questions. You'll be like, okay, that's enough raising. But I'm so intrigued by that that career and just the whole health and wellness thing. I have a few things in the works myself, and I would love to talk to you further about what you do. So I really appreciate you coming on. Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Have a good
You have a great night.
Bye.
I want to thank all my guests for joining me tonight on my Money 101 show. I had a blast. I don't know about you, but I learned so many things from Attorney Baskin about premise liability. I learned a little bit about life insurance from Jermaine Dobbins. I learned about health and wellness at Detox Tea. I think I'm going to have to try that out to see just what they have going on. If you have any business opportunities, if you know anything about investing or building wealth or real estate or just anything that has to do with money, if you're a finance guru, I want to hear from you. I want you to share your advice, your tips, your knowledge with the community. With that being said, I want to thank Maxine Jones, a former founding member of Invoke, for inviting me to use her platform to share this information with the community. Don't forget to check out my other shows, Don't Be Salty All About Relationships, where we have a different comedian on the panel. It's just a crazy fun time. Conversations with a Black Man is on my Racing Ties Live show. And the Money 101 with my special segment, Ask Baskin, with Attorney Baskin from the Baskin Law Group. So check me out. Check out my book, Success Looks Good on Me. Success Looks Good on You, too. Let's just share the journey. Thank you so much, you guys, for joining me tonight. If you get, this is what I always say. You don't get chances. You take them. So take a chance. Create your own opportunity. Oh, and I have some special secrets in the works as far as other shows that will be appearing on Max Radio. So stay tuned because we have a lot in store for you. It's going to be a whole good time. Thanks so much. Have a good night, everybody. Yeah.